We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We look forward to sitting down with Zach and Rich Paul and talking about what the future could look like for Zach LaVine and the Chicago Bulls.
And just a quick follow-up to that, do you expect him to go through the free agency process, or do you think he'll come to a quick resolution on his future?
I'm not sure.
Got it.
I don't know.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was Mark Eversley on draft night talking about Zach LaVine, who is eligible for a max contract. That means the Bulls can offer him more money than any other team in the NBA. And Zach did do a little bit of hunting around and looking at different teams, but he is expected to return by all accounts around the league. It's just a question of getting that deal done. And we know what the numbers are in that deal. And, you know, it's a pretty hefty contract. We're going to be talking to AK in the next segment, and we'll be able to talk to him about this.
Yeah, Casey asked a good question of Mark Eversley the other day as far as just the procedure. You wonder if Zach LaVine, who deserves, you know, to go on the free agent tour if he wishes, deserves the, you know, the attention that he will be paid if he chooses to do that. At the same time, there seems to be, and maybe this is wishful thinking, but in inevitability that he will return to the Bulls. There's even been reports suggesting it's already been something they have agreed upon in principle. But let's wait and see. This is a big week for the Bulls starting today. Later this morning, they introduce the new draft pick, the first-round draft pick, and then they, at the end of the week, could be in a position to bring back Zach LaVine officially, because free agency starts on Thursday. And so you think that this is one of those weeks that a lot of activity, and looking forward to seeing exactly what direction this takes, because you want to know how aggressive are they going to be in trying to take that next step.
Well, and you know, I think it's really interesting because KC wrote a great story where he talked to a bunch of the ex-coaches of Dalen Terry, and there was one of whom said that that he's the fiercest competitor I've ever seen. And you know, that is a really nice comment to make about someone. You know, that is the thing. If you want to win as much as the kid wants to win, apparently, and if you're willing to do whatever it takes to ensure that your team wins, then you understand the appeal of this player to the Bulls, because you've got to have guys that are ultra competitive. You've got to have guys that are willing to run through a brick wall, that are willing to subjugate their own ego or their own scoring in order to help others and to help the team. Now, you know, the question will be, what kind of a shooter is he? Can he score on his own if he is open? Is he willing to take shots in big moments, or is he going to pass the ball out of those situations? You know, if you are an ultra competitor, then sometimes you got to do it yourself too.
Yeah, I think those are good questions, and I think that how he fits in will be interesting. He's the 18th overall pick, so typically those are players that you wonder immediately, will they work into the rotation? Are there minutes to be had?
Right.
And so those are the kind of things that will sort themselves out, and Billy Donovan has a good challenge. But I was interested and maybe slightly surprised. You know, Sam Smith's been around for a long time, and he was on Bulls.com, and he wondered if this might be a player in Terry that ends up starting at the G League and working his way into the rotation with the Bulls. And he qualifies that by saying he thought the similar path would be taken by Io Desunmu, and Io was just too good in camp to keep off the floor, and then injuries happen, and all of a sudden there's Io starting in big games and playing high leverage minutes. So with Dalen Terry, I don't know if it's going to be a similar type of thing, but when Sam writes on Bulls.com about Terry. He looks like a G League start for now with the roster glut at guard. You wonder about that.
Well, that's an interesting idea. I don't know that when you think about drafting a guy at 18, that sending him to the G League is the solution. Now, there are people who feel that Dalen Terry was overdrafted, that, you know, going into the draft, he was in the 20s, and somehow he moved up because whatever it was that he was doing, the Bulls appreciated more than other teams. I don't think you draft a guy. I don't think you overdraft a guy with the idea of sending him to the G League. Do you?
I don't think so. But at the same time, what he's talking about, I think, is that if everybody's healthy, then you do start to wonder if he's onto something here. Because you look at your backcourt, you look at your perimeter players, you know, Caruso and Ball and Io and Zach. Okay. Then is he going to be on the roster without being played? It's similar to the dilemma you have in Major League Baseball. Would you rather have a player get four at-bats a night at AAA or to be your 25th player on the bench in the majors?
If he is an agent of chaos, as they claim he is, and if he is a guy that can come in and disrupt a backcourt, then I think that is a valuable asset to have at different points in a game. And even playing limited minutes, you can take advantage of that. Now, is that going to help him become a high-level scorer? Is that going to help him? No. But maybe that's not what they're looking for from him. And then as far as the glut is concerned, I said to you earlier, is Coby White on this team? And you said, I don't know. You weren't sure that Coby White, it's not a certainty that the guy that can do one good thing in terms of scoring, and I don't know, there was a time where he struggled during last year, but you know, that's an uncertainty, isn't it? I think the problem with Coby White is that they're going to have to pay him eventually, right?
Right.
This contract's going to end, and then they're going to have to figure that out. I don't know that they want that decision.
But I think with Coby White, if he does stay, that's where the question about Terry's minutes becomes,
you know, well, if Lonzo's healthy,
magnified. And, yeah. And,
yeah. I mean,
but my sense is that Terry, even though they would never acknowledge it or reduce it to these simple of terms, Terry was drafted to protect themselves against an injury to Lonzo Ball or the fact that he may miss extended periods of time or start the season late. And maybe it gives them cover for that. Maybe it gives them cover for a lot of things. But I do think that initially going into next season, that's the way that's the way it seems at right now because of the questions surrounding Lonzo Ball's availability.
Are you going to be watching Summer League? Is that what you're telling me?
No,
watch Summer League.
I don't know. I still struggle with that. I think
Summer League.
You get so many false positives,
yes,
and frankly, false negatives. There's too much that is that's made because you got guys who will be, you know, averaging in double figures that will never see the light of day during the regular season, and you wonder what will become of them. Justin Lewis from Marquette, you wonder what his future is. Will he make the team, and what role will he play if he does? And he's a guy that's going to get a good, long, hard look at Summer League. So I don't know what value that serves except for it does give you an idea of the players that you just drafted and gives them a chance to kind of work through some things.
Well, I think Justin Lewis will probably outscore this kid, Dalen Terry, in Summer League, won't he? Or would you tell Dalen Terry, we want to see you score?
Well, like they did with Patrick Williams. I mean, it's one thing to say that. I don't think you want Dalen Terry, your first glimpse of him, to be anything other than whatever comes naturally. That's what Summer League is when it's really a good thing to have, is that you get these guys out there and you start to see their athleticism and it gives them a chance to compete against other guys at a similar level. So then you'll know relatively, you know, how he is relative to that kind of talent. And so I'd like to see him work on his jumper. You want to see him develop a shot. Can he create his own shot and offense? These are things that he won't be asked to do initially, but as he progresses, you would like to see your first-round draft pick be able to do those things moving forward.
We have a texter who wants to know about the Kevin Durant chatter and the rumors that are floating around, including this could be a destination. Chicago could be a destination for Kevin Durant. I don't believe that. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think that those are two separate issues, what happens with KD and what happens with Kyrie. And I get it. I understand where, you know, people project that if Kyrie leaves, if he opts out, then KD is going to be upset and he's going to – I don't know Kevin Durant. I don't know how he feels about KD, but man, that was a lot of drama on that team last year. My God.
Well,
and not a lot of success.
No, it wasn't worth it in the end. And there will be a lot of screaming and there will be a lot of whispering about the future of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And I think, but when all is said and done and it quiets down a little bit, they're still going to be with the Nets. I'd be surprised if they're not with the Nets. I know it's the NBA and blockbusters happen all the time, but you know where this is probably headed. You would look, Kyrie Irving may have his reasons for wanting to start over and all these other, it's a player option.
It's a player option.
Why
would you turn down that amount of money?
Why would you risk that amount of money?
Well,
you're losing it. What if you're,
he wants more years. He's trying to pressure them into extending him.
Okay.
I don't think they should extend him. I don't think he's earned the right to be extended. And I think he'd be a fool, but he is Kyrie.
He has proven to be capable
exactly.
of doing foolish things.
That's exactly right.
And saying foolish things.
Yes.
So there are no guarantees. You know, similarly, James Harden has a Wednesday deadline to check that box with the Sixers. And they're talking about even more money for him.
Yeah.
There's like $47 million that he can be entitled to just by saying, I want to go back with the Sixers. Why would you even hesitate?
Well, he won't. I mean, I don't think Kyrie will either, ultimately.
That's what I mean.
But I'm with you.
The conversation I suppose we're covering our bases, but Kevin Durant with the Bulls, Kyrie Irving with another team, these are the types of possibilities that I think are remote at best.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people look at the NBA and they see things like, well, you know, Russ probably wants out of the Lakers. Nobody's trading for him. Okay, there's nobody that's going to eat that contract. They're kind of stuck with him.
Yeah.
Kyrie, could he opt out? I mean, Kyrie could do anything, but it would be foolish. It would be unwise for him to do that.
Yeah, it is. It would be foolish, and I think more likely the names you will hear bandied about in Chicago, speculated about, Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah.
The 7-foot center who was with the Knicks last year. He's a free agent, and he would make
good
sense.
Yep.
PJ Tucker is on the open market. I think he's another guy that you wouldn't be surprised if the Bulls entertain that possibility. I want to know what shooter they either will target or could fall into their lap or might be identified as a trade piece, because I think the two needs going into the draft remain big needs coming out of it, and that's rim protection and perimeter shooting, three-point shooting specifically. So who is that guy? And how expensive will he be? I don't think, to answer your question indirectly, I don't think that's Coby White going into next season. So I think they're going to try to upgrade at that spot.
Yeah, there's names. There's just all sorts of names out there. But I don't know who's coming and who's interested and how you're going to pay them. And I don't know, you know, obviously the first order of business is to get Zach LaVine under contract, and then I don't know what they have to do beyond that. And I don't know that there won't be a trade. I don't know that Coby White wouldn't be a piece they want to move. I mean, I just don't know. And I think that, you know, one of the great things about talking to AK, I doubt he's going to lay out the offseason plan, but I think, you know, they were pretty adamant. Mark Eversley didn't deny, yeah, we want to get rim protection. Yeah, we want – he actually said, and Will Perdue brought this up to us, he actually said someone to compliment Vooch, right? Mm-hmm. Mark Eversley used that term, which would indicate that Vooch is back and he is the guy, and they're going to find someone that can play with him that would be more of a power forward / second center type guy.
That would allow him to do what he does, and that is to focus on his offensive game.
Right.
Maybe not shoot as many three-pointers, maybe play with his back to the basket a little bit more offensively and not worry so much about the defensive burden. They just need somebody who is going to make – that will help them make the Bulls more of a defensive presence and give that interior sort of resistance that they have lacked. They're pretty good defensively on the perimeter when they're healthy. Caruso and Ball are terrific defensively, and Zach LaVine has gotten better in that regard, not great. DeMar DeRozan is not going to be somebody who's on the floor for his defense.
Right.
But I think the idea of playing Vooch with another interior player at the same time, kind of the Tristan Thompson experiment that didn't work, somebody like that is intriguing because it also tells you what they think of Vooch in terms of keeping him, but also just how that would make them better defensively and free him up to do other things.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to field the perfect team. It's hard to get everything that you want, but, you know, clearly they need more three-point shooting. Clearly they need more rim protection. I don't think that this is a surprise or a shock to anybody. And, you know, it'll be great to talk to AK and figure out if he believes that they've drafted a guy who's locked in on the roster from day one.
Mark Stein reports that PJ Tucker and the Sixers are rumored to have an agreement, 3 years, $30 million. So is he off the market before he officially enters it? Well, that's no fun.
No, that's not fun.
That's another team in the East that's getting better. That's the other thing. It becomes competitive with what your opponents do, how aggressively they are in upgrading, and how you respond to those moves.
You know, Joel Embiid's a great player. I don't know what to make of him and the beard. I just don't know if they've improved, if they've gotten better. You know, it's a difficult one to try to pick apart.
Well, James Harden is not the same player he used to be. And that, I know that because Joel Embiid told me that.
Yeah.
After they lost.
Do you think James knows that? You think he was listening when that was said?
I would think that he would have gone into this offseason knowing that.
All right. We're going to bring in Arturis Karnišovas next. We'll talk to the Bulls executive about what's going on and what he saw in the player that they drafted and what his expectation level is for the upcoming season. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, Mully and Haw, weekday mornings on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Delighted to get an opportunity to talk to the Bulls Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Arturis Karnišovas, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook. Good morning, Arturis. How are you?
Good morning. All good here.
Yeah, you know, we were very interested to see Dalen Terry be the selection, and we know by all accounts that he can be a real kind of agent of chaos in terms of his defensive ability. We saw how shot out of a cannon he was. We saw that enthusiasm. And then reading his background, obviously a very competitive guy, not like a great scorer, not a guy that is a rim protector or a three-point shooter like we thought you were looking for, but clearly the type of player that you want to build around.
Well, you just stole everything I wanted to say about him, so there we go.
There we go. We're done. Thanks.
Yeah, we're done. No, obviously, his energy, his motor, obviously, he's 6'7", can play multiple positions, 7'1 wingspan, so he gets into those passing lanes and he's a good defender. You know, and he's a playmaker. He's a really good passer. He pushes the ball on a fast break, so, and he plays with no fear. So those are like kind of things that we saw. We were intrigued. I mean, everybody's picking on his shooting. You know, he shot 36% from a three in college. Second end of the season, he was obviously around, I think, high 40s. So, you know, it's a work in progress, but I think we got a good one here.
Arturs, there was a lot of conversation last week about the Bulls would have to make a determination of either drafting a player that might signal, okay, embrace the continuity that exists here, or making a deal before making and maybe packaging that pick to make a trade that would be an aggressive step toward more of a win-now mentality or approach. How accurate was that portrayal of your mindset going into the draft?
Well, we are winning, winning now in terms of mentality. So, but at the same time, we've got a couple good young pieces, you know, and Patrick, Ayo, and now Dalen. So I think it's a mix of things. And we're addressing our team needs through free agency, through trades, and through the draft, basically. So we obviously not done. Free agency's coming up. So we'll see what's going to be the final product before next season.
You know, we heard Mark Eversley talk about how you're prepared to do what it takes to get Zach LaVine back. Is that a fait accompli in your mind? Is there still work to be done in that area? How quickly do you expect him to be able to return here?
Well, we expressed that desire, you know, for all past year, also after the season, that we want continuity and we want Zach to be here for a very long time. And that hasn't changed.
Do you expect Zach to go through the process and actually talk to teams who might be interested in signing him, teams with cap space that it would require to sign him? Do you think that will unfold, or will this be something as soon as you can possibly sign him, he will be motivated to reach for the pen and make it official?
I do not know exactly, but June 30th is coming up. 6 p.m. Eastern time is when we are allowed to talk to free agents, and we're going to do our part.
You know, the other thing that Mark said that I think we were all kind of hanging on is Lonzo Ball. He talked about Lonzo and was asked if he'll be available for training camp, and he said, I hope so. And, you know, it just was a little bit of a concern because, obviously, you guys played so well with Lonzo. You look at his career, and I think he's played in 61% of the games in which he could play. He's missed a lot of games is what I'm trying to say because of various injuries. Where are you at with him? I know you guys are you got the training staff going out to LA. Is this something to be concerned about, or is this something that you feel will be resolved?
Well, you know, to be concerned is I think it's my job. So, but at the same time, our timeline is to get everyone ready for September for training camp. And that still is the timeline. So he's working diligently to get, you know, to get back, and he's improving. And as Mark said, you know, our performance staff is going back and forth in LA to watch him to watch him train. So, you know, the process is still going on. So,
did any of that concern or uncertainty surrounding his future in terms of his knee affect your thinking or steer your thinking in either the draft or approaching free agency?
Well, we have to just, you know, our roster building process, it probably impacts a little bit. However, I think we realize how important he was to our success. You know, looking at this, 3-point you know, rate in terms of, you know, shooting 8 threes per game, and that goes away, and we last in the league on that. We kind of slowed down our game when he went away as well. So there's a lot of things that he impacted. Obviously, 6'7", another guard that can, you know, one of the best defenders on our team. So, yes, we miss him. But again, all we focus right now is on, you know, on his recovery. And hopefully, you know, and by September, we have everyone healthy.
Arturis, I think we were all excited to see you guys make the playoffs. Now, obviously, you were sitting really pretty before the All-Star break, and then all the injuries kind of ganged up on you. You did win a playoff game, but how do you take the next step? How do you go from being a team that that makes the playoffs to a team that wins in the playoffs? How do you make this team better this offseason?
Well, for me, number one is continuity, right? The turnover was so big, and the team, we have only two players left from the team that we took to Culver 2 years ago. So the continuity is huge for us. Also, development of our players, that they are getting better every day in Advocate Center. And, of course, experience that they had, you know, this year, also getting some playoff experience. It's going to serve them well. So, you know, I said that after the season that, you know, the teams that we are, you know, fighting against, they have their core for 3-4 years. And we've been together since last October. So we need that time. You know, to get familiar with each other and how to play with each other. So any additional time we get together is good. And looking forward to training camp in October.
Arturis, by training camp, Patrick Williams will have turned 21 on August 26th, so he could finally
he's
buy
old.
You a drink. Yeah, exactly. He's getting up
he's
there in years.
Out. Yeah.
But when you talk about the continuity, when you talk about development, you're talking about him, I think, in terms of maybe not intentionally, but you look at his growth and where he can possibly end up. Just curious, because of that potential, which is enormous, when you went into the draft and you had maybe teams that were contacting you, trade discussions, how big of a priority was it to hold on to a player of his potential? Because I think the risk-reward calculus is different depending on the executive.
Well, you know, the players like that, you know, he's unbelievable athlete. You know, he can play multiple positions, defend multiple positions. Those guys, you know, it's very hard to find those guys. And especially when he's 20 years old and already has not full seasons. Obviously, he was injured last year, but two seasons already under his belt. And we saw when he came back, you know, a glimpse what Patrick can be. Now you add some playoff experience and the last couple of games, you know, that he scored over 20 points, you know. So you see his potential. He's going to have another big summer, and I'm looking forward to seeing him on the court next year.
When we talk about continuity, does that include Nikolai Vucevic? Do you see yourselves, and I know Mark talked about getting a complementary piece with him, so do you see him mm-hmm. as the center of this team?
Yes. I mean, you know, another year playing together, continuity again. I think we're going to address some things in free agency. We need to get bigger. We need some rim protection. We need some shooting. So we're going to look to get better a little bit in free agency and see what our final product looks like.
So it is possible to offer the max contract to Zach LaVine and be as aggressive in free agency as you hope to be and address those two specific needs?
Well, like I said, you know, we still have, you know, mid-level. So there's ways to get better. There's ways to get better. And I think, you know, the core guys that we have right now, that's a great group of players, and we just have to look for ways to improve in a week when free agency starts. And we're going to be pretty aggressive looking for, you know, for new additions.
Is there a type of player that you look for? And I don't mean, you know, a size issue or whatever. I mean, like, is there a personality that you look for that attracts you to a player? And we kept hearing that about Dalen Terry, that he has this kind of energy and this go mentality and this confidence that appeals to people. We'll meet him at 11 o'clock today in person and maybe get a sense of that. But is it fair to say that there's a certain type of personality you like to have?
Well, we constantly say in, you know, our group meetings is obviously competitive guys. We need to add competitive guys, toughness, mental, physical toughness. So we look for those things in players, and you know, we'll see if we can add that.
When you talk about drafting somebody at 18, certainly the evolution of a draft pick, you go back to your first glimpse of him. What do you recall of that, Arturas, and how he has progressed in terms of climbing on your board, and the more you saw of him, the more you liked?
Well, you know, it's just you go through, you know, collecting the information process, and then by the time a couple days left before the draft, you have your board. Our group worked extremely hard all year long. It's almost like our Super Bowl, right? So, and you just watch the draft. Possibly you can react to it and, you know, see if the player that you like is on the board. I think the day before the draft, I think we were comfortable, you know, with the names that we saw available at 18. So, and we're glad that we had an opportunity to add Dalen Terry.
We had a conversation last week. We were talking about where you guys are at, and we were talking mainly about Patrick Williams entering a third year and what a big year that is. And one of our guests said, well, don't forget, Billy Donovan's entering his third year. And I had never occurred to me that there was a clock with Billy. And I don't want to put him on a clock. I'm just curious, how satisfied are you with the job Billy does? And is he going to take a step forward in his third year with this group, if indeed continuity matters?
Yeah, I mean, working with Billy, he's amazing. Besides, obviously, basketball side is just—he's so easy to work with him, and he's such a great communicator. Like I said, you know, every day to come and, you know, to Advocate Center is just a pleasure to obviously see him and have conversations about games, about, you know, players that are developing in our building. And like I said, you know, all the conversations, even, you know, before the draft, after the draft, you know, we're going to be working all together with our front office, and Billy's, you know, obviously a huge part of it.
Arturas, you know how we look at things. We talk about championship windows all the time in sports, and certainly in sports talk radio, and fans look at it that way too. When you look at this Bulls roster, the one you have put together, DeMar DeRozan's 32 years old. Vooch is getting up there as well. Is there a realistic time frame where you consider that your championship window, where you have to do certain things and then maybe there's a certain sense of urgency that might not exist otherwise?
Well, like I said, you know, it's this team is together only since October. Yes, I mean, we tried to improve from what we were last year. We had 46 wins. We finished the season 7-15, which is not great, but still finished with 46 wins, and, you know, played against, at that time, defending champs, Milwaukee Bucks. You know, at the end of the day, we're going to try to do better this year, and like I said, you know, winning is a priority for us. How to do it, you know, in terms of timeline, I don't know. But we're going to look at this free agency, try to improve the team, and go for it next year.
Great stuff, AK. Love your work. Thought you should have gotten Executive of the Year, but that's another story.
Thanks, Arturis. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Phil.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Arturis Karnišovas. He is the Executive Vice President of the Chicago Bulls. The guy from Memphis got it, and I thought all that work had been done previously, right? I mean, weren't those guys, you know, okay, I drafted Ja Morant.
He did a nice job. I think the Bulls, had they continued certainly on the arc that they were
early
in the season, mid-season.
Pre-Lonzo injury.
I think we also gave Billy Donovan the Coach of the Year in December.
That
didn't work out so well.
Well, he got the award, sadly.
A lot to react to there. Looking forward to talking about that because he was pretty good.
312-644-6767 is the number. Do you like continuity as much as AK does? It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Mully and Haw.
No better way to wake up in the morning than with you two.
Live and local, Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Like I said, you know, winning is a priority for us. How to do it, you know, in terms of timeline, I don't know. But we're going to look at this free agency, try to improve the team, and go for it next year.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the Bulls Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, Arturis Karnišovas. We just talked to him, and he believes in continuity, and he believes that that's the way to get to the winning.
Question. What's it when he says we are going to go for it next year?
Well, he's talked about a championship.
Well, then that's encouraging to hear because I think that it may sound like an obvious thing. And it may seem like an obvious question, but it's a relevant thing to restate. And it's definitely good to hear it from him. He's the executive vice president of the Chicago Bulls. He is in charge of everything that goes on there. And he says that he's going to approach free agency with the mindset. And also free agency, that's a big umbrella. That covers the Zach LaVine issue, the max contract.
Yes, it does.
And they're going to go for it next year.
Yes.
So that is interpreted or will be by many as the Bulls are serious about contending for the Eastern Conference title next year.
Well, I think that they were a top seed, the number one seed when Lonzo Ball went down, right? So mm-hmm. they did start the season looking like a team that might be able to contend. Now, a lot of people didn't think much of that, and by the end of the year, it was hard to imagine them matching up with teams they couldn't beat, and they couldn't beat a lot of teams. They had a losing record against the top teams in the Eastern Conference. We all remember what they went through, but they looked pretty damn good when they had their group together. And I think when he talks about continuity, when you talk about sort of an unbroken, a continuation of something, you want those players to be healthy. You want those players to be available. We did not see continuity a year ago due to injury and due to guys, you know, having to go out of the lineup because injury, whether it was Lonzo Ball with his knee injury, whether it was seeing Alex Caruso knocked to the floor and break a wrist, whether it was obviously Zach LaVine opting against surgery or waiting to have a procedure, but going through the season, you know, impacted.
Playing hurt. Doing what he needed to
That's the competitive spirit he was talking
about. And that's the team that he put together last offseason. And that's the core that you just heard him leaning into some more. Now, he doesn't reveal much. He's never been that guy. I don't think he ever will be. But in 16, 17 minutes with us, he did remind us that the core was assembled just last October.
And I should have said Patrick Williams.
He's definitely part of that.
He missed a ton of time.
And he's a guy who we just heard how much they value him.
There you go.
Patrick Williams, Lonzo Ball, Alex Caruso. And now, you know, I think that Dalen Terry is part of that core, but not an essential piece necessarily. He's a complementary player. And I know that he doesn't offer – you're not high on his ability offensively necessarily. We don't know what they have yet.
No.
And I think what they're doing is what this draft pick reminded us is what we just heard in our interview from him. They believe that they have a foundation that they can build on through free agency. And with this draft pick, they don't have to draft for need. They're not going to overreact and make a trade that might have been a knee-jerk reaction to some artificial championship window closing prematurely. And they believe what they believe, and they're going to continue down that path.
Here's what I know. I know what they need, and I know they know it because they talk about it. And I heard him say that they have enough to address it, that they're going – I heard him say they have a plan of how to get better via free agency.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
I heard that too, and I also think that here we are on Monday morning feeling and repeating the same thing, or maybe echoing and reinforcing is a better way to put it, when we came in here Friday after the draft. If you have faith in this regime, if you believe that Arturs Kornishovas and Mark Eversley and Billy Donovan are the right people at the right jobs at the right time for the Chicago Bulls, you believe in this draft pick, you believe in free agency, and you think that what he said about going for it, it's not insignificant. That means that they're going to be as competitive, again, predicated on the fact that they stay healthy. It's all about that.
Yeah, no question about it. And they gave up a lot of future picks and pieces in order to get this group together. So, you know, I think that you asked a good question. The age of DeMar DeRozan, the age of Nikolai Vucevic, does that impact whether we'll see those guys as a part of the next great Bulls team, if I can steal it? You know, and by that I mean championship level team. Can they get there without those guys? Have they figured out how to win yet without DeMar DeRozan, without Vooch?
Whoa. I would suggest anybody, it's a fair question. It's a good question. Slow down though, because I don't know that you can ponder that yet. I know DeRozan is 32. The reason I asked it, because I wanted him to answer it in the way that he did.
Yeah.
DeMar DeRozan is 32. Did you watch him last year? He was all-NBA for the better part of the season. He
won a lot of games for that
MVP
team.
Conversations. Yep. If you take advantage of that, if you add Zach LaVine to this, and you have Lonzo Ball healthy, all these things being true, you better have a sense of urgency to win with this group. I don't want to talk about how viable the next core is, because I don't think you've gotten the most out of this one yet, and I'm not ready to move on from that point.
If I sounded like I was trying to fast forward, then you didn't hear me correctly.
Okay.
Because I do think that you have to be operating in a two-pronged plan. When you're overseeing, you know, when you are the architect of the team, you know, it's old, you know, you got to win in the now, but you also have to protect the franchise for the future.
Sure, absolutely.
So they've given up a lot to get this team together, and they'd like to see it and see how. But he also has a plan on how they can add to it so that you can see it next year.
That's the plan that I'm most interested in.
Yeah.
But your plan is a good one and a good question. But I would answer it this way in a short. The salary cap space that would be created by DeMar DeRozan's departure from the organization would allow you to pursue a superstar that would probably be a replacement and let you look at things in a different way.
All right. We've got to get to Sean Miller. We're going to bring in the man that recruited Dalen Terry to Arizona, and we'll talk to him about what he sees in the player, his competitive spirit. How competitive is he in the worldview of one Sean Miller, who's been around a while and knows what it looks like? And we'll ask him if he believes he could be a guy that would benefit from playing in the G League? Come on now. We'll talk to him next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.